Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to stop in for an hour and say hello. We had a great time on the Dr. Fred Bell show last evening. We were talking about the show in California, and I got to tell you, I took a train out to California, and it was really a lot of fun. It took a couple days to get out there, but you see the country. It's very nice. They took very good care of me on the train. I had a sleeper. I had free meals, and it was really, really wonderful. But California itself, it was really beautiful. The weather was a little cold when I got out there. It was 39 degrees, but I stayed at the Hilton at ALX, and or LAX, I think, is Los Angeles Airport. And there were 2,400 rooms, and it was quite a big hotel. And we had quite a meeting there. And we had a booth, a paradigm booth, of course. And we were very busy. I was busy from the time I got there to the time I left on Sunday. And we had a couple really great shows. First, Fred put on a demonstration of how the necklace really works, including a pen that he uses to get a rise out of people in terms of the necklace and show how powerful it actually is. He actually held his arm up and held other people's arms up, and as soon as they put on the necklace and took a whiff of this pen, they couldn't put their arms down. I mean, he was really trying to put down their arms, couldn't do it. And it was a lot of fun showing people how these necklaces work. I was in the booth from 8:30 in the morning until around 9 o'clock at night. We put on a couple shows, and it was fantastic. I mean, we were showing the nuclear receptors and how they work. And I met a lot of nice people in California. That was so much fun. People were really, really united out there in terms of energy. It's a lot freer out there than it is on the East Coast. For some odd reason, the people are much more open, and I don't know why. And the other thing that was very interesting was, as it is out here, when I would help people with necklaces on the East Coast, they were more or less tuned into a heart, the heart chakra, which of course is blue sapphire, and that's what mostly sold in the East. What sold out West was very interesting was the ruby, and it was very interesting. Pituitary and different glands that operate with the ruby necklace, and we sold a ton of those necklaces, so there's it's almost opposite in different parts of the country. And so it was a lot of fun to be there. We were showing the all the necklaces as much as we possibly could. And again, I was quite busy. I was doing kinesiology. It takes me about a second and a half to test somebody. I can go down the list and find what necklace people need very, very quickly. But no matter, it was a lot of fun. There was there was a lot of things that were going on there. I got a chance to walk around for about 15 minutes on Saturday, and the booths were absolutely amazing. They had things out there that we don't have here in the East. And I was really taken back by it. I mean, the people are so much more open. And it's really a good feeling knowing that that the West Coast is so open to energy. I didn't know that. And it was so much fun dealing with people and to being honest and really knowing that so many people are more open to that kind of energy out there. Not that it's not here. We have a lot of nice people here and really open to energy, but it's a lot more out there. It seems to be a lot more advanced. I know that the Sedona is quite a place in terms of energy, but there's higher energy right at Laguna Beach. It's just incredible that the amount of energy is stronger in Laguna Beach than it is in Sedona, which I find absolutely amazing. And I had a lot of fun. Dr. Fred has got a beautiful home in Temecula and Laguna Beach, and we didn't stay there this time because we were quite busy at the show, but it was fantastic. It was just, it was a lot of fun. I don't know how many booths were there, but it was filled. There was three floors of wares, and there were talks all day long, and it was just fabulous. At I think it was around 6 or 7 o'clock at night that Fred went upstairs to give a lecture, and for the last half hour of it, he let me put on a demonstration of energy. And what I did was bring three pillars of light down from heaven, and the pillars formed a pyramid right in the room. There were about, I don't know how many people there were. The room was filled, and it was going out the door, so it was quite busy in there. But what happened was these three pillars of light came down, and inside the pillars of light were the Andromedans. I was wearing my new projector. I was wearing a platinum projector, and it seems to be quite powerful. And as they were filling the room, the energy in the room became electrified. People were actually, their minds were clearing, their bodies were clearing. I could see people standing up that couldn't stand up quite as well, sore backs. Whatever the case may be, people were being cleared almost instantaneously. That lasted almost for about 20 minutes, 22 minutes, where people were actually focused and just wonderful, the feeling of energy. People were brushing against me and were becoming electrified. So it was a tremendous amount of energy in the room, and we had a ball. I mean, we just had a really, really good time. And I guess with this new necklace that I have, it's becoming a little bit more powerful for me. And so it's fun. And I still walk with a lot of humility, and I am finding out that the more I find in terms of energy, the more humility you end up having. It's quite interesting how that works. Sean David Morton was in the room, and he loved it. He loved the energy that was happening in there. Fred was amazed, and so was I, actually, because the amount of energy that was being in that room was just unbelievable. Just it quadrupled and tripled, and it was just an amazing feeling. So after the show, people were coming to the booths and talking to both of us, and it was quite a lot of fun. And so what I'm finding out is that there are a lot of people out there that really are looking for a lot of love and a lot of compassion and a lot of understanding. As we were putting these necklaces on people, and I was testing them for the necklaces, what happened was, basically, I could see in their eyes how happy they were putting on this necklace. I had people's eyes clearing instantaneously as they put on these necklaces. It was fabulous. I've never seen anything like that, even in New York. People were really waking up. I mean, it was amazing to see how people putting on these necklaces came out of a dreamscape. It was just, it was amazing to see. And I was just amazed at how wonderful it really works. People were asking me for healings and out of the booths. And that's what I did. But basically, it was heal a lot of people and sell a lot of Fred's stuff, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it tremendously. There's so much to do out there and so much to see. The only problem was I didn't get a chance to see it. I have a very good friend whose husband passed away, so as soon as I was done with the show on Sunday, I came right back, and of course what I had to do. But it's a lot of fun out there. I think if I go out there again, I'm going to take a whole week or two and just, I'd love to go see Grauman's Chinese Theater and Rodeo Drive. I would love to do that. It would be a lot of fun. But it was so cold, my goodness gracious. At nighttime, it even got colder. So during the day, it was impossible to do anything because we were so busy at the show. But this evening, I'd like to talk about healing and to know that there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of good healings. And there's people out there that want a lot of good healings. And what I found out most of all in California, there is a lot of love out there. And there's a lot of love in New York. And what I'm finding out is that it's so important to open up to that love. It's so important to have an idea of what transpires and what we need to do in terms of filling love and light and compassion to us and to people around us. So it's a wonderful feeling to know that we have that kind of love. And people that are opening up to more and more energy are noticing a tremendous amount of power. The world is changing. The cosmic forces are changing. And what we're finding out is that there's a lot of love coming to the planet. And I think it's really, really important that we use this with the best of intentions. It's really wonderful to see how many people out there are really so interested in getting better and to open up to all kinds of light and love and spirituality. And even if it's a religious way of going, it's wonderful to see people that are so open and want so much love. We've talked about love so much on this program, and I can't really talk about it enough because there's a lot of people out there that need a lot of love. Even when I'm massaging at home, there's so much to do and so much to see. People really need love, and it's so important that people that can give the love, please don't stop giving that love. Always give the love. It's so important to do, and it's so important to feel. It's really, really important, and I think the more that we give, the more we understand about ourselves. The more that we give to ourselves, the more we understand about everybody else around us. So as we learn more and more about energy, and as we take in more and more energy, what happens is that the light, it just fills us with tremendous light, tremendous love, tremendous compassion. And the more we do that, the more our auras open up. We don't have to work so hard at opening up the aura and opening up the chakras. It's not difficult to do. God did not intend it to be tough to do. And the one thing that I can tell you is that the more love you give, the more love you receive. So if people think that they are giving away something, their essence, they are not giving away their essence. What they're doing is receiving more essence, but at a higher level of understanding. And it's very, very important for us to understand that that essence is right there for us all the time. And we grow constantly. It's like a beautiful flower. It's like a beautiful rose or a tulip. It comes out and it blooms, and it just fills the atmosphere with some beautiful scents. And we do the same thing. We fill the atmosphere with wonderful aura love. We fill it with precious things that God has given us. And the gifts that we have become even more potent. As long as we're working and as long as we're doing what it takes to be in the light of God's love. And that's really, really important. So if anybody needs a healing out there, please give me a call. I mean, that's what I'm about. I think you'll like what happens. I know that we have quite a following. And anybody that needs healing, please don't hesitate to call us. That's what we're about, and I'm willing to help anybody that I possibly can. But meantime, getting back to all that I saw in California was, is that it's so beautiful out there. It's just magnificent. I've never seen so much sun. The sun was very bright. It was very beautiful. The amount of times I went to the door to see the sun, I've only was up there maybe two or three times during the day, but it was so beautiful. They had organic food there. They had everything that you can imagine at this fair. And it was just, it was so much fun to be there. I mean, the people were really nice. I didn't get to see George Norrie. And there was somebody else out there that had a rock band, but I forget his name. But I didn't get to see him either. We were just so busy helping other people. But the groups of people that were in the room, as we were healing these people, you could feel the love from them. There wasn't skeptic. There was love. I mean, people just, they thrive for love. Either they've known about me or knew about me and know what I could do, or it's just that they were there for Dr. Fred Bell. And we talked about love. We talked about understanding and how the necklaces work. But most of all, people were thriving. They were thriving for more consciousness. They were thriving for more understanding. And the understanding was coming that the necklaces can do so much. They were just absolutely beautiful, and they worked very well. And then we got into the energy part of things when the Andromedans came down and the light filled the room. It was just magnificent to see this kind of energy. I think a couple of people, I think two people, if I remember, had seen the Andromedans because their energy was that high that they could see them coming through the light. So that was really amazing. And people were just, it was amazing to see how much love was in the room. It's just absolutely amazing to see how things really work and to know that it's there and it's free. And that's what was beautiful, is that the energy that was coming down was free. There wasn't any charge for it. There wasn't any charge for whatever I was doing. It was just pure love and pure energy, and that's what I'm about. So it's fun. It's fun to be around people. I met some people that wanted me to come back and do some massages on them. And Fred said that he would put me up at his home in Temecula, so maybe one of these days I'll have to go do that. But it was just so much fun. The energy was so powerful there. There was so many people selling their wares, and some of the stuff was just magnificent. There was a Japanese gentleman that was doing some key work next to me. And I had a couple of those treatments, and they really, really helped because I was tired. And they really bounced me back, and it was really, really good. But to get on with love and compassion, I think it's something that we really need to do for each other. It's something that we have that's innate in us that has been really hidden. And there's no reason to hide it. There's no reason not to use it as well as we can. The more we use it, the more compassion we have, the more light we receive. The heart is endless. And what I've been able to do with a lot of people now is to open up multidimensionally the levels of the heart and to be able to go in there and take the people with me to be able to see the multidimensional levels in their own heart and to be able to feel that kind of energy. And it's absolutely endless. So there's a lot to do, and it's tremendous what you can do when there's a lot of love around and when you have the ability to be able to get in there and do some really good things. And what's happening is that other people are starting to open up to these abilities and really be able to do really good work. I'm working with a young man now. His name is Jason. And when he came in, he wasn't open at all. He couldn't feel anything. And now his peripheral vision is more. He feels more energy. He feels more love. He feels more compassion. And this is only after three times being with me. So there is tremendous strides that can be made with energy. And it doesn't have to be with me. It could be with anybody. As long as their heart is true, as long as they know what God expects of them, and to be free. You've got to be free. Your mind's got to be free. And it has to let go. You have to let go of everything. And what I'm talking about is that things that are important to you, sometimes they have to be let go. By letting go, you can actually see more of what you're looking at. You can actually see more love in your wife or your husband. You can see more love with your children by letting go. It's very important, and most of all, is to let go yourself. The more you let go, the more love you receive, the more light you receive. It's very important to realize that we're given those chances, and it's very important to use them. I'll tell you a story, what happened one day in Rochester, New York. There was a young lady here in town who's quite a healer, and I was visiting her, and she was working on somebody who was very ill. And she had a group of people there, and she was training them. And it was a fabulous training that she was doing. And the angels came in the room. Everything was there, and it was just working beautifully. At the end of the session, she said, "Let's put a lot of protection around this gentleman that we're working on." As soon as she said that, the angels left instantaneously. What that is and what it means to me is that when you're looking at God, when you are trusting God's love, you don't need to ask for protection. The protection is already there. And when she asked for protection, it just dissipated instantaneously. So you got to remember that when you're dealing with that kind of energy, you don't have to ask for protection because the protection is already there. And we need to realize that. And the more we get into it, the more you'll find out that we are protected, that we are loved. The more that you give up, the more you receive. So when people say that, you know, they believe that somebody's taking energy from them, it's not so. What they're doing is that the more you open up, the more you receive, the more power you have. Because when you let go and you trust, you're receiving tremendous, tremendous energy. And that's the way it works. And the more you trust, the more you receive again. So I've worked with people and had their auras open in a few minutes on the radio program here. And I've had them all the way from England, from Japan, from all over the world. And what I do is hold their hand out like I'm shaking their hand, and you just hold the hand up, my hand, and they can actually feel the connection between my aura and their aura. And the reason there is because the aura is endless. It's not 2 feet in front of you. It's not 2 feet inside of you. It's endless. It's just absolutely endless. So the more that we realize and the more we feel and the more we do, you'll find that it's really amazing how all this works. And the more we do with other people, the more that we open up. So when you allow yourself to have the freedom of your own expression and to feel everything that's around you, that's what we need to do. And to be able to feel that is to love yourself even more. And it's a matter of trust. It's a matter of faith. It's a matter of finding who you are and what you want to do. It's so important to do. And I can't tell you how wonderful it was, again, to be in California and to see all this energy and all this love. It was just amazing. Even the people that were skeptic about the necklaces when they put them on, some of them could feel the energy, some of them could not feel the energy. But one thing that was a common bond is that everybody is looking for more love. And it's amazing that when you get so many people and so many consciousness, it's amazing how much really opens up around you. So I think it's really wonderful that we have the abilities to make things work as well as we can. So please, if anybody out there needs a healing, please don't hesitate to give me a call. You probably see the numbers on your sets, and don't hesitate to give me a call. I don't have the phone numbers in front of me because I'm very busy trying to talk to you guys about energy and the way it really works. And the way that it works is pure love. All we need to do is breathe in pure love. And I've told a lot of people, I breathe in the breath of God and allow that breath to go in you. And the more that you breathe that in, you become very, very transparent with energy. So the more that you breathe in with your aura expands at the same time that everything else expands. And so as you're breathing it in, as you're breathing in all this love, and you're breathing in all the compassion that you can muster up, you're opening up the aura even more. So allow yourself to breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. And breathe that in. It'll hit every area of your body that needs help. You don't have to direct it. God knows more direction than you do. So just breathe in that breath. You'll feel the energy go through your body. And as you become more acute with energy, you'll be able to feel your aura express itself in terms of growth. You'll be able to feel the earth breathing underneath you. You'll be able to open to the center of the earth and bring that energy up through the center of the earth, through your body, and go right to heaven. And the heavenly energy come down through you and go to the center of the earth. It's amazing how things work, and it's very simple. There's nothing very complex about energy. The one thing that God told me in the beginning is to keep it simple. The idea of energy is that it's total love, and total love is very simple. It's just a matter of simplistic love to yourself, to everything, to the air, to everything around you. And eventually you'll be able to see more of nature. You'll be able to see the eyes of trees. You'll be able to see the eyes of flowers. You'll be able to feel the grass underneath you differently. It's really amazing how it works and how wonderful everything can really be. So if you want, be very, very strong with yourself and know that everything around you is for your use. It's just amazing how much power we have and how much love we have that we can use. And the more we breathe, the more we breathe in the breath of God. You know, people are looking for miracles all day long. The biggest miracle we have is the breath. And the biggest thank you we can do is, I breathe in the breath of God. It's a matter of thanking. It's a matter of conditioning yourself to take in that breath and make it work even more. It's wonderful to be able to see people do that. I've had people come into my room, and I have my projectors up on the wall, and I have my master crystal underneath the table, and the room will actually disappear. The room will actually disappear with the people and myself in it. And all we'll see is the energy that's around us completely. The universe just comes right into the room, engulfs the room. Because what you're doing is that you're actually opening up to the transparency of heaven. You're opening up to the cosmic forces that are naturally very, very powerful. So what you're doing is that you're actually looking at transparency. You're looking at the highest energy that you possibly can muster up, or at least I can. There must be higher energies, but that's all I've been able to see so far. But the most amazing thing is that people feel this love. The higher the energy, the higher the love, the more compassion. And I'll tell you, it's very interesting because I'm very much into the Old Testament, and I'm starting to read the New Testament, and I'm starting to realize how much of it is actually a roadmap for us. It just talks about love all the time, constant love, even though there's a lot of bitterness or toil or whatever the case may be. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm a new listener, and I was just inquiring as to maybe a brief synopsis in how those different necklaces work, and along with
sure, the nuclear receptor is a necklace that Dr. Fred Bell invented along with the Palladians and NASA. It has a Bonacci curve in it. It looks just like a satellite dish. There's a lot of pyramids inside the satellite dish, and on the other side of the satellite dish, there are more pyramids and more runs. In other words, it's got almost like a spiral in it. So what happens when you put the stone, whatever stone you want to use in it, it's good for you, the light comes through that stone, goes through the pyramids, builds up force, and then goes through the center of the necklace, goes around the pyramids on the other side, and purifies actually the body. So what happens is, this is what happened to me, because I've done this and I've seen it myself. The first 2 weeks that I wore my necklace, can I ask your name?
My name's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. The first 2 weeks I wore my necklace, I saw a lot of black pouring out of my back, and I called Fred. I said, Fred, you know, I'm watching a lot of black coming out of my back, and I was wearing a blue sapphire at the time. And what happened was Fred was telling me, that's all the x-rays that you've ever had, you know, like dental or whatever the case may be, that was leaving my body. And it lasted for maybe about 2 or 3 weeks. I was remember that stuff just pouring out of my back. The next thing I remember was it felt like I was going into my brain. I have second sight, so I can see things pretty clearly, and I was going through the arteries and veins of my brain, and things were clearing out. I could see the toxicity levels of my brain being clear. After that, I could see my DNA, my RNA, the blood. This is a matter of 3 or 4 years. It's not, you know, it just didn't happen overnight, but it works very, very interestingly well, and it really does work. I mean, they're absolutely fabulous. It took me about 8 years before I got into a gold necklace. I bought an 18-karat gold necklace with a diamond in it, and after that, I changed that up to an 18-karat gold necklace with a pavé, which is diamond and platinum. And things were really starting to happen at that particular point. I was actually seeing the DNA coming out of the body and being cleared. For some odd reason, I have the ability of being able to clear DNA that way. I actually see the spirals come out of the body and clear it. So I owe a lot to the necklace, but I owe more to God than anything else, because that's where it all comes from.
Okay, and I guess how does the energy that we take in around us tie in with that? I mean,
well, the energy we take in around us, okay, let's say that you're in California and you have a lot of smog, or you have a lot of carbon monoxide when you're sitting in traffic. What happens is that it will actually stop the carbon monoxide from coming into your body. I saw that acted out in pen form when he took one of those real powerful, you know, smelly pens, and he put it in front of somebody's nose, and kinesiology-wise, he would raise their arm up, and the arm would just drop right down. And as soon as he would put the necklace on, you'd smell that pen. You couldn't push the arm down, because what it was doing was stopping that stuff from entering the body. So there's a lot to it. I don't even know everything the necklace does, but I do see the light of the necklace coming into me. And it takes care of me pretty well. And also, it's pretty powerful. I mean, it's a very, very powerful piece. And I just got my my platinum projector. It's taken me quite a long time to get that, and it's really, really powerful. And it's a lot of fun to use. But the first thing you need to have is a nuclear receptor, and that makes really, really a big difference. There's about 20 stones that you can choose, and so it'd be a lot of fun for you to use if you wanted to try one.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question.
You are based where?
Excuse me?
You are based where?
I can you speak louder?
No, I said, where are you based? Where is your...
Oh,
your
Rochester, New York. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's where I am as well. So.
Oh, you're in Rochester, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Where at?
Actually, in Victor.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah.
So perhaps I will look you up.
Yeah, I have a company called Brighton Massage.
Okay.
And
I have four projectors in my room. I have a master crystal under my table. I've got a fire star. I've got a lot of things in the room that actually really, really work very well. And I do a tremendous amount of energy work. I don't really advertise what I do over the radio. I'd rather be quiet in Rochester and have a home base. I go to Albuquerque, or I'll go to California, or I'll travel around the country. I'd sort of like to keep things quiet here in Rochester so I don't get bugged to death.
Okay.
But,
well,
you know,
perhaps I will look you up and pay you a visit.
Yeah, please do.
Thanks very much for your time and the information.
Absolutely.
Take care.
But the idea of all the necklaces that we show and we wear, that's not all of it. We really need to do a lot of meditation. There's a lot of growth in the way that we eat. Everything that we do is really, really, really important to do, and it's a lot of fun. And as I say, I like keeping it quiet in Rochester. I just need a place to come home where I'm not bugged to death. That's why I travel all over and do it elsewhere. I do have my own business here, and I love keeping it quiet, but sometimes I do 30 massages a week, so every one of them is massages and energy work. So it's great working here, and it's a wonderful town, and it's really, really a lot of fun to be here. With the energy that we're using, I think it's very important to realize that the more we give up, and I hate repeating myself, but it's something very important that people need to know, the more you receive, the more you let go, the more you will receive. So it's very important to let go. The more energy that you receive, the cleaner you will become. The purer you would become. The blood purifies itself just by the thought of being purified. So when the Bible tells you that I am holy, so you should be holy, it's right on target. Believe me, the energies are so powerful. Just by mentioning that, the blood can actually purify itself. It's almost like water. Water, been able to transpose water in terms of taking the energy of water and being able to feel it 18 feet away just by putting love in the water. What you do is put your hands around water and surround it and put love in there, and you'll actually feel the aura of the water change, where you can actually get it to go about 18 to 20 feet, and you'll be able to feel that aura. And drink it. You'll be surprised at the amount of energy that's in that water. You'll be surprised in the amount of energy you will have just by telling your body that you want to cleanse it, or tell the body that you want to love it even more in terms of your own personal growth. It's really great. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yes?
I wanted to have a healing.
Sure.
And I've called in before, and
yeah.
They are so excellent.
Thank you. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I need some healing in my, I guess, my urogenital system.
Okay.
I've had a lot of problems over the years, and it's kind of backed up.
Okay. You should be able to feel your heart opening up right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, good. Now, the energy is flowing down towards your genitals. You should be able to feel that energy opening up from the top of your head all the way down through the bottom of your feet. Can you feel that already?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Can you feel your genitals opening up? Relax.
Yeah, it's very subtle, but I can feel
yes,
it.
Yes, let go. Just yeah. Let go, please. You'll feel a lot more by letting go. That's it. Very good. There's a lot of dark coming out. Just let that go. You should be able to feel yourself expanding right now. Can you feel that expansion of energy?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Good, good. Okay, I'm about 4 feet above your head. I'm looking right down through the center of your body, all the way down to the genitals. I'm going down to the Mother Earth. I'm just taking the energy down there, and I'm going right to the center of the Earth. There's a big ball of light at the center of the Earth. What we're going to do is create a tremendous amount of healing for you. What I want you to do is, I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe it right in through your body. Very good. Wonderful. You should be able to see. It feels to me like you've been able to see energy.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I want you slowly, this might give you a little startle. I want you to look at the floor of your house. You're going to see crystal all the way down to the center of the Earth. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Just stand there and watch that crystal. This is what I mean by opening up, and the room just disappears. So what's happening right now, in front of you is a pillar of light. It's about 4 feet wide, and it's pure white light. Take your right hand and just push it right into the light slowly. You'll feel it about a foot and a half in front of you. That's it. How does that feel?
Well, it feels kind of warm.
Okay. What I want you to do is take the phone and just walk into the light. That's it. Terrific. Just stand there. That's it. And you're going to feel your energy clear, but what's happening is that, can you feel your energy coming down a little bit?
Yeah, my whole energy kind of feels very kind of coolish.
Yes. What's happening is that you're being cleansed. So the energy, you're actually receiving energy, but at a higher level. So what's happening is the lower level of energy is leaving you right now. You should feel very expansive right now.
Yeah.
If you breathe in, you'll feel a lot of power in your body. Just breathe in. You should be able to feel that. How does that feel?
It feels very good. And
good. Just stand there and relax.
Thing which you said to breathe in the breath of God, because it really
right.
It really
what
hurts.
I would suggest doing, you can. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy. You should be able to see that energy going through your body. It's going through your chakra system now, and it looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like. I'm standing in front of you, and it looks like sparklies. That's the only thing I could say. It looks like a bunch of sparklies that are really, really going through your body. How does it feel to you?
Feels like I have sparklers in me.
Right. Your brain's being cleared. The right side of your brain is being cleared now as we speak. Good. It's opening up very, very nicely. How does that feel to you?
Very nice. Very good.
Good.
Can I ask a question?
Quick? Sure.
How does one learn how to do this, to bring their awareness and perception up another level, to be able to do this for themselves?
Very simple. It's very, very simple. God did not want to make this tough. What you need to do is just learn to let go and do meditation. Just sit and do meditation. Allow yourself to feel the expression of your own expression. In other words, sit and just be still. I think it's in one of the Psalms, be still and know that I am God. And what you do is that you're still, and you just sit there. Don't ask for anything, and just allow the energy to pour through you. And the first thing you'll notice is, geez, I'm feeling a lot more. I'm a lot more grounded. I feel a lot more centered. You should actually be feeling that way now. How does that feel to you?
Yeah, I do. Actually, when you were saying you'll feel grounded, I do feel
grounded. Yeah. The more work you do with yourself, the more you open up, the more light you'll receive. It's really a lot of fun to do. So it's not really difficult. All you need to do is to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, and it seems like you're doing a wonderful job. Now, you should be pretty clear. Your prostate is opening up. There's a lot of light going into the prostate area. And everything looks a lot better. How does it feel to you?
Well, I feel so kind of drunk on energy that it's hard to notice anything in specific. You know?
Yeah, what I would do is that I would just say, I breathe in the breath of God. That light, that 4-foot beam of light from heaven will be with you for quite some time.
Okay.
You use it well.
Okay.
In other words, when people call and they're made aware of this light that's in front of them, it's something that's innate in me that I don't know why God's given me the strength to do that, but it's right in front of you. And just stand in there. When you need it, stand in there. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's amazing the amount of energy that's opening up for us to be able to do this kind of work. I mean, it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to use. And you could do the same thing. You have the ability to do that by letting go, sitting down and doing meditation. Do you do meditation?
I do.
Okay. So then what I would suggest doing is sitting back, relax. I can show you a way of getting right into perfect access. You're standing, is that correct?
No, I'm sitting.
You're sitting. Okay. Just stand up for a minute, please, if you don't mind. Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Take your time.
All right.
Okay. What I want you to do is lean forward just a smidge, very slowly. That's it. Now, I want you to lean back, and I will tell you when to stop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lean back. Right there. Do you feel the energy flowing through you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect access. So in other words, the light from heaven is coming right down through you, and you're meeting the light of Mother Earth instantaneously. So what you're doing is that you're in perfect access. Actually, I've had school teachers tell me that when they stand in this, that they can calm down a room in 30 seconds with kids in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that you can do with this kind of energy. There are other things of clearing the aura very instantaneously when you're standing in perfect access. A lot of people, what happens with people is that sometimes there might be a hole in the aura.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually stand in perfect access and get rid of that. Mm-hmm. For some odd reason, they could have a problem with maybe their childhood or whatever, and that'll clear it up instantaneously.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Remember, you've got the abilities that everybody else has got. There's nobody better than anybody else. We all have abilities, and we all have the sweetness and the kindness to move forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so take care of yourself. They should be a lot better. What we're doing is just making sure that you're clear all over, and you are clearing. So I think it'd be good for you.
Great.
Just keep on this path.
I will.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Bye.
That's how simple it is. That's how simple the work is. It's not anything that I'm doing. It just comes from heaven. I'm just a conduit. And I try to do the best that I possibly can. So please, don't think that I'm special. I'm not. I'm just regular Stephen Barish. I just do a lot of love and a lot of healing, and it comes from heaven. So allow yourself to be. You can do the same thing. We all have different abilities. You might have a different ability than I, but we all receive energy, and that energy is pure, and as pure love, and it's pure consciousness, and it's pure cosmic, and it's pure heaven, and it's pure God. And thank him, her, whatever you believe in, that is, you know, it's so wonderful to be in touch with that kind of energy. The biggest words I know are please. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Oh, this is Jeannie, and I kind of just caught in a few minutes ago and piggybacked a little bit on that other healing you just did.
Yes.
I love your work, by the way.
Thank you so much.
And wanted to ask if I might ask for healing myself.
Absolutely. Where are you calling from?
Arkansas. Can you tell?
Well, I can tell you're from down south. I lived in Jacksonville, Florida for 8 years. So.
Oh, okay.
I moved back up here. I was saying, yes, ma'am. So I remember
hey, y'all.
That pretty well. What can I do for you, dear?
Well, I've been having a problem with my right knee and leg, and have been kind of immobile here for a little bit with a wrist surgery, but I really would like some healing on the knees and the legs.
Okay. What I'm feeling right now is that your heart is opening up. You should be able to feel that energy going through your heart already.
Okay.
Okay. What I want you... Oh, God, does that feel good. Oh, thank you, Lord. Take that energy. Just allow it to move by itself. Don't try to control it. It's going right down your legs. That's it. You should be able to feel tingling all through your body right now.
Yeah, it started at the crown of the hand.
Right, right.
And moving down. Hasn't quite gotten all the way down, but it's
that's okay.
There.
That's okay. We only have a few minutes, so what I'm going to ask you to do, there's a pillar of light right in front of you, a foot and a half.
Okay.
I want you to step in that pillar of light, and I'll tell you when to stop, okay? Just go very slowly. That's it, right there.
Okay.
How does that energy feel?
Good.
Good. Okay, good. You're opening up totally. Oh, my gosh, you should see your heart energy. Okay, what we're doing is that your tailbone is opening up your sacrum.
Okay.
It's going down both legs. It's going down the front of your right and left leg now. Good. The energy is opening up. You have chakras at the bottom of the feet that are opening up as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful. Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
The knee that hurts, would you pick that up, please, and see if that feels a lot better?
It still hurts, but it's... Feels like it's releasing.
Okay. Give yourself a chance, but I'm with you here. Allow that energy just to enter your knee. That's it. You're doing great. Oh, yeah. It's clearing. Very good. Can you feel that energy going through your knee now more?
Yes, I think so.
Good, honey. Good.
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Oh, okay, what I would like you to do is I breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God and allow that energy to go through your body. Okay? That's it. Allow that energy to flow through your system. You're doing tremendously well. Oh, wonderful. That's so wonderful. Pick up your leg now, honey. See how that feels.
Getting better.
Yep, yep. Breathe in that breath of light, honey. That'll help you tremendously.
Okay.
Okay. And also, you should feel much more grounded.
I do.
Much more centered and much more focused. How does that feel to you?
Much better. Been needing that for a while.
Yeah, good, honey. You can call me back anytime.
I will certainly do that.
Okay, you're fine. Your energy looks much, much clearer.
Feels clearer, too.
Good. Thank you,
Thank
Lord,
you,
for the
Steve.
Things
God
that
bless.
We're receiving. It's wonderful working with you. You're such a nice person.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful.
That does wonders for your healing, too.
God bless you, and have a nice evening.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Steve Barish, and this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go. It's 7:05, and I need to sign off. I just want to thank a few people, Dr. Bell, Valerie, and some others that I might miss, but know that I love you all, and thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see you all next week at this time. Love, light, and happiness. Bye-bye.